now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
In a survey of workers from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies featured by CNBC, 56% of respondents indicated that they have not fully recovered from the Great Recession. 37% say that they have recovered somewhat, but 12% say that they have not begun to recover, and 7% suggest that they may never recover. This may seem surprising, given rising stock and home prices in recent years. Additionally, consumer confidence is elevated, nominal wages are rising, demand for workers remains strong, and layoffs relatively rare. But of course, many families don't own a home, and even more aren't significantly exposed to the stock market. What's more, 7 in 10 Americans believe that there will be more financial crises in the future, yet only about half recognize the need for a financial plan that anticipates up and down cycles. According to Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, only 44% of families actually have such a plan in place. Naturally, any future financial crisis will represent a setback for those striving to save for retirement. This is especially true since many of us tend to underestimate our own life expectancy. According to a survey from the Society of Actuaries, 43% of retirees fell short by at least 5 years when asked to gauge the average life expectancy for someone of their age and gender. For WYPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.